Okay, there we go.
I'm gonna smile like Phil Mickelson.
He just always looks surprised. He's got a hot wife, doesn't he, Phil Mickelson? Perfect.
Hey, check this hat out.
Yeah, man, I like that one. That's was that 2 years ago?
Yeah, so nobody knows about this hat. Should I wear it frontwards or I look like a doofus?
Frontwards. No, we gave those away. Yeah, or was that the one going into 20?
So nobody knows. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody knows about this hat because right going into quarantine. So it was that year of quarantine. Usually we do it in February, March, and we have a lot of these hats that nobody really knows about. So at some point when we can go back out and everybody feels safe and comfortable and everything's kind of back to what it was, possibly
somewhat normal. Yeah.
You could get this hat at some point, which is kind of a sweet hat, really.
No, I threw them all out. There's no more of them. It's trash.
What'd you do that for? You
burned them because they're garbage. This show's fucking garbage. And that's
yeah.
Apparently you and I have a common look. It's a black hat with white lettering. That's what it is.
Here's the thing. You know what's funny is I was DJing one time, and I do like to wear hats, and I really shouldn't, or we shouldn't, because we actually have hair, right?
Yeah.
You know, later on in life that might change. So I was DJing one night, and this was at the bar, and I had a hat on, and a group of girls come up, and right away they don't even say, "Hey, what's your name? What's your nothing like that?" They take your hat off. Take your hat off. So I'm like, all right. So I took my hat off. You know, I had messy hair, whatnot. And they're like, oh, okay, you put your hat back on. I'm like, what was that? What was that all about? We just want to make sure you had hair. She's like, you're cute, but we just wanted to see with a hat off. So I don't know. Should I not wear? You gotta have hair through.
I like how Hunter brings up the story so you can talk about how girl said he was cute. That's all it was. That was just a humble brag story.
Hey, you know what? I snuck it in there. You know?
You should have said, take your bras off. Take your bras off. I just want to make sure you had titties. That's what
exactly.
It was. Yeah. You know? It's such a double standard with women.
What if I was bald?
Yeah. Yeah. They'd be like, you're gross. I would be like, fuck you. Get out of here. It's the same thing with like dating profiles and everyone so what's your height? I don't know. What's your weight? What's the matter? Huh? How about we get to know each other instead of you being all
judging right off the bat. Yeah. You know? Yeah. Lady, yeah.
Do that next time. They got to take your hat off and see if you got hair. We'll take your bra off. I want to see if you got.
All right, should have thought
that fake bra that you're lying to me with. But anyway, we can't keep talking about how girls think Hunter's cute. So we got to move on. It's time for fact and opinion. One awesome fact, one dumb opinion. You do what you want with it. We don't care. Who cares? Let's see. Oh, this is kind of interesting. Michael Keaton's real name is Michael Douglas.
All right.
He picked Keaton as a stage name because obviously there was already an actor named Michael Douglas, and he liked the way Diane Keaton's name sounded. But Keaton was a stage name for Diane Keaton, too. Her real name is Diane Hall. Keaton was her mother's maiden name. Also, her nickname is Annie, which is where Woody Allen got the title for Annie Hall. Okay, so it started off good. The rest of that fact isn't that good.
Let's just talk about the first part of that.
Fact. I didn't know Michael Keaton's name wasn't Michael Keaton.
I almost thought that he went as Michael Douglas Keaton, though, for a while, didn't he?
Did he do that, Michael Douglas Keaton?
For some reason, I feel like I've heard that before, Michael Douglas Keaton.
Michael
maybe
Douglas.
Maybe I'm just thinking of Michael Douglas, though.
Yeah.
You know?
Michael Douglas Keaton. He's a badass. I love that he basically went out and said that he got throat cancer from eating pussy, man. That's basically what it is.
Jeez, dude.
Because, you know, he had HPV. That's what caused his throat cancer. That's what they were saying.
Oh,
is that
really?
And HPV, which can be transmitted, and causes different types of cervical cancer and other cancers. But that was he kind of went around this roundabout way, but basically made it sound like he got it from eating snatch, man.
Yeah, dude. Leave that part out. You know, leave that part out. The other stuff. Nice. So, Michael Keaton, you like Michael Keaton?
I do. I do like Michael Keaton. Too. I think I've learned to appreciate him more as he's gotten older. Again, I'm not a fan of Beetlejuice in that role. I'm not a fan of Tim Burton.
Come on, dude.
It's not that good.
What's
wrong
with you? Wait, I've never even seen it.
I did this wrong. By the way, it's this.
God.
No, dude. But what? So that, and let's be fair. His Batman movies are all right, but I think Michael Keaton as an actor is fantastic. I really like Michael Keaton as an actor.
He's one of the best actors, man.
Yeah.
And he does play a lot of great roles. Yeah. All right, since you can't talk about it, I'm going to talk about it. Beetlejuice, fucking fantastic, dude. Come on.
Is it?
You got to watch it to not like
I've
it.
Seen it. I've no, seen it. I've seen it. It's been so long.
Shut up. Yeah, you just don't like Tim Burton, that's why. Because you don't like the first two Batman movies either.
Which, let's be honest, Tim Burton is just weird for the sake of fucking being weird.
And well, it's different. You go ahead and watch all your same movies. You're going to get the same chicken noodle soup every time. That's why I like Tim Burton. It's different. He does he thinks outside of the box.
So Tim Burton's Batman, where does it compare to the other Batman?
So the Christian Bale, you got two Batmans. It's the Michael Keaton in the first two, and then you got the Christian Bale Batmans.
Well, you can't forget George Clooney and Val Kilmer Batman.
Jesus Christ. It's terrible. That's a terrible Batman.
Nipples
on the
street. Nipples.
Yeah, Val Kilmer, dude. Come on.
See, that Val Kilmer. Val Kilmer was like better than George Clooney. I hate that George Clooney played Batman.
George wasn't good either.
No.
I think George admits that.
Yeah.
I think I've seen him on a talk show before, and he was like, it was the fucking probably.
He was at like the height of his fame at that point. And I think
anything.
George Clooney. Hold on, Batman.
I think it's Batman Forever.
Batman. 1997. So, yeah, that was George Clooney. Like,
which Batman was it?
That was the one with Mr. Freeze. And
what was the title? What was it called?
Well, that was Batman Forever. Batman and Robin. Batman and Robin.
Batman and Robin.
Yeah. Yeah, nipples on the suit. You had Uma Thurman as Ivy. And
I had a crush. I had a massive crush on Ivy for some reason. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. I thought Uma Thurman was hot back then. Now I look at her, I'm like, dude, really? That's what you thought was?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Alicia Silverstone's in that movie, too.
Yeah.
Everybody chill.
Sure. Come on. All right. Schwarzenegger. Blue.
She played Batgirl. Too. Alicia Silverstone did in that one. So, but yeah, George Clooney. I'm sorry. It's just he has in my mind he has a very niche role to play, and him being a action star and like that kind of like it didn't work.
Dude, it went from like Tim Burton kind of dark. Like there's a lot of dark things in that first movie. To like I don't know, just like cheesy. Like
yeah, it was.
Val
it was
Kilmer weird. And you know well, it was weird. The suit was like gray.
Yeah, and I think that's why, too, they went so far off with they went in such a different direction with Christian Bale. Like, they went full on, like, all right, this
dark.
Is yeah, so dark. So dark, yeah.
I love that. You saw the first Ninja Turtles. That was dark. Mm-hmm. You watch the first one compared to the second one. It's like the second one's still a great movie, but you're like, damn, first one.
That's like, what's fucking going on? With Jurassic Parks right now. Not saying the first one was dark, but
cutter.
They've made it so easy. Yeah, yeah. They just like we just need Fast and the Furious. Same thing.
Same thing.
There's too many. There's too many of them now. And then you got to keep going too far. You know what I mean?
So, I just like the darkness. And the darkness of the 90s is different than it is today. So we just talked about a movie earlier that we both watched called Army of the Dead. It's on Netflix, which is a great, great, great flick. It was entertaining.
Yeah. Awesome.
Both wife and I were kind of glued to the TV.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You know what? They did some things in that movie. You're like, you know, that director did not hold anything back on that.
Uh-huh.
He did not make that enough bloody because he was like, fuck it. We're gonna make this what zombie movie should be. And we're going to give the audience what they want.
Over the top bit. And then,
Mortal Kombat that just came out. It's kind of like that in certain ways. It gets really dark. But then it also has a little bit of Marvel to it. And I'm just like, no, dude.
Yeah.
No, we don't want a superhero Mortal Kombat.
Which, now add in, so the first Mortal Kombat, pretty dope. Okay, the first one, pretty good. I
mean,
yeah,
dope.
Yeah, the second one that they did, just a turd. Just terrible. A fucking turd of a movie, right?
Yeah,
so it's just, unfortunately, it's like they try and capitalize on the success. But in doing that, it's, I don't know. It's like they try and make it more mainstream so they can get more. It's a business. I get it. But there's times, though, where the quality is sacrificed for quantity. And
sometimes it feels like there's too many hands in it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, okay, this guy has an idea of what this movie should be. Yeah. And it's going to be dark. It's going to be bloody, gory, just like how Mortal Kombat should be. And I felt like somebody else over here was like, yeah, but you got to have, you know, some things for the kids. You got to have the Marvel superhero kind of thing going. Yeah. I'm just like, no, dude. No, have you played the video game? You're fucking tearing heads off, dude, and pulling people's hearts out. That's just that's how it is. That's what
there's a reason why kids lost their minds for the blood code, because it's just that's what we want to see. Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of weird. It's kind of weird that video game can be more gory than a movie now.
Yeah,
like you can get away with more in a game now.
Dude, Grand Theft Auto, I was just thinking about, because I still haven't gotten Grand Theft Auto 5. That's what, 5 years old now, 6 years old? Just because it's still so expensive. I'm going to go, I think, over to Tops one of these days, because I'm going to have some downtime with the baby.
It's getting cheaper. It's on Game Pass now. So.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of, I'm sure I could go to Tops and get a used copy for nothing, but I'm thinking, you know what? I've never completed a game of Grand Theft Auto, because here's what I do with all the Grand Theft Autos. Is I'll get halfway through the missions and I'm like, I just want to drive around and shoot people and kill hookers and like just do that. Like that's all I want to do. But I wanted to. But yeah, literally video games where you can go in, get a hooker, have sex with her, and then kill her and take your money back. It's fantastic. It's fantastic.
Wow. It's wild. Yep. You know,
great stuff.
My mom wouldn't even let me play Mortal Kombat when it came out because of the blood in it.
No, because she was worried she was worried you and your brother were going to try and reenact that shit. And
which we did. We did. Went to the basement. Oh, yeah.
You're sitting there. You're sitting there freezing icicles in the freezer so you can stab people with them. It's like, Jesus, I'm zero. Check it out. You
know, anytime I see an icicle hanging off the side of the house, I'm like, you know.
Fatality. Right? The perfect weapon. It melts. Yeah. But.
Hey, Andy. I'm gonna tell you something. My battery is about to die, so I just might click out here. So should we wrap this up?
Honestly, we've covered everything else. You know, I got the vagina face, and we talked about Burton being overrated and all that good stuff.
So covered the basics. Is that
we got it? We got it, yeah, folks. We're not gonna try and drag this out. We'll see you next time on the After Show podcast, because Hunter's got to charge his phone, and we'll see you next time.